Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. An absolutely, positively tremendous Friday to you. Go ahead, Albie. Let me have it.
Yeah.
If not now, then when? If not today, then when? That is the famous Decca Yeah. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, I've got a seamless radio experience. Really good radio experience for you. Let's get to it. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I do have an interview coming up next segment. But you know how I am. I'm really flexible about these things. I'd even bust open the open. I'd bust open the format for the right telephone call. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on all of our platforms on social media at Jim Rome. Rome is spelled R-O-M-E. Some of you still try and spell it R-O-A-M. R-O-M-E. Also, our email was down yesterday, but it's back up right now. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The show sets up like this. Coming up next segment, a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, Chris Haynes. Coming up next hour, NBC Sports NHL analyst, Pierre McGuire. Coming up in hour number three, Daniel Bard. He's a starting pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. Also coming up in hour number three, Alvin's Ionic week that was.
Ionic.
The most consistent feature in the entire genre of radio, not just sports talk. Also in the third hour, the ATP, also known as the Bella B Invitational. I want to see if one of you can knock her off. Somebody asked me a question that I've not heard before. Somebody ask a question that's not from Bella B. She owns that segment. And I've got episode 138 of the Jim Rome podcast. Dave Stewart is my guest. That is up right now. Come on, make it count. It's Friday. We're going into the weekend. Earn the weekend. Make it count. Leave it out there. Let me start with the NBA. In fact, let me start you off with a jam and a question. Here is your jam. So I broke that out last week for the start of NBA scrimmages. And I'm bringing it back right now, the morning after the first night of actual NBA games. Man, that feels good. It feels really damn good. Speaking of feelings, that's my jam, so here's my question. My question to start the day is, hey, Clipper fan, how you feeling this morning? How did last night feel? Better yet, how are these bros feeling?
Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Hey, bros. How you feeling?
Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Man, you know those guys wanted to win that game last night. You know those guys wanted that game so badly. You know the Clippers wanted that game so badly. And it was right there for them until LeBron ripped it away. Yeah, that's got to sting. Right before he went in for his own miss and followed that up, you know he said, oh! That's going to leave a mark. But before we unpack that, let's take a step back. Last night was different. I mean, whether you want to call it the restart, the reboot, a whole new game, whatever phrase that you want to drop on that, whatever phrase you want to use for what we're watching in the bubble, I mean on the campus, the NBA is playing games right now, and they do count. And it is still taking a little bit of time to get used to. They've been playing in Orlando for more than a week, and I'm still not quite used to hearing nearly every single sound on the court, from a hand hitting the ball, to guys talking, to shoes squeaking. I'm really not sure that I'm used to the virtual fans that they've added along the sides of the court and behind the backboards. I mean, I get where the league is going with that. I'm just not sure I get it. In fact, I know that I don't get it. I'm not sure that's working. As for the basketball itself, obviously there was rust. A lot of rust. But it is something, right? And it's going to get better. You know the Clippers are thinking that after last night. And yes, I know they're missing some key guys at the moment. I know things could be different if and when the battle for LA in Orlando takes place in the playoffs. But let's be real, okay? Last night stings, doesn't it, Clipper fan? The Clippers lost to the Lakers right before the league went on hiatus in March. Then they promptly lost to them in their first game back in July. And no, I'm not going to overreact, and I'm not going to read too much into last night. Teams are still figuring out their rosters. They're still getting into their flow and their rhythm. And no, it wasn't always pretty, and in fact, it was downright sloppy. But you know Clipper fans are pissed. Pissed about the fact that they've lost two straight to the Lakers, and it was right there for them last night. Double-digit lead in the third quarter, and they let it get away. I'm telling you, it was right there for the Clippers. LeBron had an off-night shooting. The Lakers are missing key members of their backcourt. And still, the Clippers with that double-digit lead in the third couldn't finish. The Lakers are without Avery Bradley, Rajon Rondo. You know what that means? That means more Deion Waiters. And that means someone is going to end up in the blender.
Swing as they come to half court. Waiters goes through. Oh, the spin by Bubble Cheese.
Nice job of splitting the defenders with the spin.
Right? If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, I'm not sure what I love more. Waiters' spin move or my man JaVale McGee replicating the spin move on the bench. So great. I'll tell you what was weird, though. How weird was this? There was a stretch in the third when the Lakers had Deion Waiters, Alex Caruso, KCP, Kyle Kuzma, and Anthony Davis all on the floor. That is a weird-ass lineup. But it worked. They were plus five in the 5 minutes that they were all out there. No Bradley and Rondo means more Caruso. And that's always a good thing. The show's favorite player, the world's favorite player, your favorite player's favorite player, lived up to the hype yet again. You see, my guy, he's not a meme. He's a stud. He's a difference maker on both ends of the floor. You knew he'd step up when it mattered most, and AC Fresh did exactly that, coming up with a critical steal late.
It's Kawhi Leonard. On the hip is LeBron James. And hand it off now to Shannon. Oh, hands. Caruso! What a great defensive play by Alex.
Yeah, that was a great job by Caruso.
Hell yes, it was. I've said it before. I'll say it again right now. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And I'll say this again. Anytime you're ready to hear how awesome you are on this, player, I'm here for it. You know where to find me, AC. Anytime you want to hear how awesome you are on this show, you know where to find me, Caruso. I'm right here. Except it wasn't just the Caruso. Anthony Davis was a monster. He shook off that eye injury to go 34-8-4. Now, this dude is a problem. This dude is a problem now, especially for the Clippers. I mean, they can throw Paul George and Kawhi Leonard at LeBron James, but they do not have an answer for Anthony Davis. When AD plays the five, the Clippers are in trouble. I know AD doesn't like playing the five, but he's got to like the results, which was a mix of him getting whatever shot he wanted and wearing out a path to the free throw line. And when Anthony Davis is doing this, you can go ahead and cancel Christmas or whatever else is important to you.
AD for three. Yes, sir. Deion Waiters. Here he is going hard to the hole. Touch pass. Davis, two in a row. Got it. AD, two in a row, and the Lakers are back in the lead.
I mean,
AD, what's good, baby?
What is good, baby? I'll tell you what's stupid. I don't know what's good, but I know what's stupid. That is stupid. That is really stupid. A seven-footer stepping out and dropping threes like a shooting guard. Man, that is so wrong. And if you're a Clipper fan, you have to be thinking the final sequence of that game was even more wrong. LeBron had been having a really tough night. And then, with just over 12 seconds left, he comes through like this. The miss and the follow for the game winner.
The defenders were just seeing if he's going to make one.
Now the Lakers will need to shoot. Here's LeBron, leans in short, gets it back and scores. LeBron off the front of the rim, and the Lakers lead it. 103-101 with 12.8 remaining.
I got to admit, watching that, and I really don't care. You know me, I don't root for anything other than something to talk about. But watching LeBron have the trouble he had last night shooting the ball and then want the ball in that situation and miss that shot and come through with the follow for the game winner, one thing went through my mind when I saw that. Oh! I'm not sure what's more galling if you're a Clipper fan. That LeBron had the game winner after an off night, or the fact that he blew right by four Clippers to get the rebound and put back. Let's be really clear about that. That he blew right by four guys for that put back. And then he played lockdown defense to close the whole thing out.
Here go the Clippers down by two. Kawhi's got it. You see the clock. LeBron on Kawhi. George, he's way outside, a lunging three, no, rebound, Caruso, that's it, Lakers have won.
The defense by LeBron as well.
Yes, good point.
Started on Kawhi, got switched out on Paul George. I mean, that's stellar defense there by LeBron.
Kevin freaking Harlan, if you need him. My man, Kevin, what's up, bro? You sound great. I missed you. As far as the Lakers and Clippers go, we are past the point of the big brother, little brother. Alvy, come on. Big brother, little brother, narrative. But didn't that feel like a big brother, little brother, all over again? You see, big brother, didn't have his best game, but found a way to stay in it and then ripped it right out of the hands of little brother. Clipper fan, I mean, I know it is what it is, and it's only one game, but that's got to hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, then you just don't care. Now, I am a glass half full brother. And I bet it feels good, or it didn't feel so good, to get punched in the face again. I'm sure that didn't feel good. I mean, getting your jaw broken and suffering a little pain does not feel good. But you know what I think? I think getting your jaw broken and feeling some pain is better than going months without feeling anything at all, right? Right? So you got to take that. 1-800-636-8686. Toll free. Lakers get it done. Clippers had it. And they ripped it right out of little brother's hands.
Brother.
Can barely hear you. 1-800-636-8686. Some other things that I want to get to. More cancellations in Major League Baseball. What do you know? This is not just a Marlins issue, all right? What I really wanted to do today was talk about Zion Williamson and the fact that he was not in the game late last night. That was one of my top priorities. And then I saw more cancellations. I've got thoughts on that. You know, I will get to that. Is it a nightmare scenario yet, Commissioner? Now we have things with cancellations, like new things are cropping up. Something known as a sleeper bus. Have you heard that phrase before? Do you know what that is? That's when a Major League Baseball team puts a bunch of guys on a bus that have tested positive. A sleeper bus. And they have to drive all the way back. 1,200 miles. A sleeper bus. I will get to that. JC in Calgary is in. MLB's response to this outbreak reads like IKEA furniture instructions. When did that furniture store become a thing on this show? Why is this a thing all of a sudden, IKEA? Jake in Buffalo's in. Hey, Jim, at least Major League Baseball has a clear plan to piece this season back together. Thanks. IKEA bed frames. Again, when did this become a thing? Why? What? Why? How? Where? What the hell? I mean, honestly. One for three C1 tweets. The MLB season does not look like it will last. Signed, IKEA desks. Seriously, what the hell is this? Whatever. I mean, I've got no issue with the company. I've got no issue with the assembly. I'm not real good at assembling furniture, but I don't care. You know, like How is this a thing? You know how you get off a thing? You go to somebody who's got a different thing, and you know it won't be this thing. Like Rex in the ABQ. I know what his thing is. I hate his thing, but I know his thing won't be the new thing, which I don't know where it came from. So, Rex in the ABQ. Despite the additional positive tests, I think the Major League season will hang in there. Signed, poorly installed IKEA shelves. Rex. Hey, Rex, why don't you just stick to what you know best? Diarrhea. Drew in West LA. Dear Jim, the diarrhea. Marlins and Cardinals are missing several players. Yeah, well, we're missing several screws. Signed, IKEA Assembly Hardware. All right. There used to be a thing known as Jukebox Friday. There has never been a thing known as IKEA Friday. I don't know how that started. I don't know where they came from. I don't know if the JTP kind of got together and said, hey, man, you know what we'll do? Let's mess with Rome and do nothing but tweet about IKEA. I just know I'm not having it. I don't know where it came from, and I really don't care. Hey, you're not messing with my Friday. You're not messing with my day. I got some news for you about this Friday that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later on. And then we'll see who gets the last laugh, jokers. Chris Haynes. I've got Chris Haynes coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation. Introducing the new mattresses from Casper. Casper's done it again with all new mattresses. Are you waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support. Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. And there's something brand new called AirScape. Engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. So from bedding, bed frames, even a dog bed now, Casper's got everything you need to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've got my mattress. I absolutely love it. Therefore, I have my dream bedroom. Now Casper is offering free contactless delivery and, as always, free returns. Just go to Casper.com and use the code Rome. Get $100 off your mattress order. Code Rome for $100 off that order. Terms and conditions do apply. You want to see Casper.com/terms. Casper.com/terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You know what to do. Get it done. Do better. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. You've got your phone number. And I will get to those phone calls in a minute, but I gave you my thoughts on the restart last night. Lakers over Clippers. That game was right there for the Clippers. And the Lakers ripped it right from them. Big brother over little brother again. The more things change, the more they stay the same. We are joined right now by a senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. He is a TNT sideline reporter. He is host of the Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. He is the pride of Fresno. He is a friend of the program. He is Chris Haynes. Chris, my man, what's going on? How are you?
Man, I'm doing all right, bro. Thanks for having me, bro.
Good to have you. Listen, before we get into last night and the return of basketball, I want to rephrase that first question. Exactly how are you doing and how is life in the bubble right about now for you?
So I've been here a little over a month now. I got here June 29th. I was like one of two media members allowed in the bubble early, before anybody got here. So I've kind of seen how things have changed over time. And, you know, I see how I was used as a guinea pig to create barriers and borders because I had free rein to roam the campus when I was here. And so I was, you know, eating at the same restaurants as the players, walking the same pathways and jog trails as the players. And then when the rest of the media was cleared, cleared to be here about 2 weeks ago, then they put barriers around where we can't intermingle with the players, which is okay. That's fine. But, you know, it's different, man. It's a new norm. You get tested every day. You got to go do your thermometer reading and your oximeter reading, all that before you even leave the room. You know, it's real strict. You know? But I think if you look at the testing over the last 2 weeks, zero positive tests. So I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah, right? Like, it's working. So it might be kind of a pain. It might be the new norm, but it's actually working. You know, so when you lay it out like that, Chris, and what you have to go through just day to day to do your job, how good was it to actually do your job? How did it feel to be back covering a meaningful NBA game last night?
Yeah, it was surreal. It was surreal. You know, I'm blessed and fortunate. You know, the times we're in with, you know, social unrest and, you know, being a black man, being able to cover the first game ever in the restart, you know, for the Pels Jazz game. And it was just unreal. Like, as soon as I finished that game, Rome, I walked down the hill to watch the Lakers and Clippers. And then when I walk in, I'm walking past Damian Lillard, C.J. McCollum, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook. Like, they're all sitting there watching the game. Like, that's just an experience that's just unheard of. You can't make that up. The only thing I can relate it to as far as just the setup and how things are is like the AAU tournament. And that, when players are going to other games, you just never see that. So it's a surreal experience.
I was going to say, dude, that's like some AAU bleep, but with the world's best players instead. And not some young guys. I mean, that's a different setup. You talked about the Pelicans and the Jazz. Before that game, Chris, members of both teams and the officials all knelt during the national anthem. What was the moment like in the arena?
It's something that I'll remember forever, man. It was, I'm not trying to get too deep and passionate, but, you know, we knew this was coming, and to be there covering that event, just seeing people from all walks of life, black, white, just kneeling in solidarity. And I would imagine, Rome, that, you know, some of those folks who did kneel, like, they probably don't agree this the best method of peacefully protesting, but they did it because they wanted to show the players that they cared. You know, there's a lot of players are still wrestling with if they should do this or not. And, you know, to each his own, you know, but everybody knew. And it was a unique experience, man. It's something, Jim, I think later down the road I'll be able to just express what I saw in words a little bit better. But it's something that, you know, we've never experienced before.
It sounds to me like it was a really significant moment, and it's still sinking in. Let me ask you this, Chris. Chris Haynes, my guest, before we move on. You did speak with J.J. Redick after the game about the protest before the game and the message behind it. What did you take away from what he said?
Yeah, J.J. has been one of those guys who's been he's been an ally for, you know, his black teammates and counterparts for a minute, man. He gets it. Like, he understands the, like, what a lot of black people face, and you know, he's been around us for a long time, so I'm pretty sure he's seen a few things. But, you know, I asked him about, you know, Donald Trump's tweet last week saying that, you know, he's glad live sports is on his way back, but the minute somebody kneels, the game is over for me. So I asked him about that, because, you know, that's a lot of people have a problem with players voicing their opinions on, you know, the social unrest, the social climate, and you know, people, you know, say they're turned off by the sport because of that. And so I asked J.J. Redick about, you know, what Trump said, and he said, look, first of all, I don't think anybody in the NBA cares if Trump watches basketball. And he went on to say that, I wrote it this morning, he went on to say that, you know, there's very important issues that need to be talked about and discussed. And if, quite frankly, you don't see it for yourself, then you don't need to be fans of us, period. And that was very candid because, you know, the league doesn't want to lose followers. Nobody wants to lose followers. Nobody wants to be alienating a certain base. But, you know, JJ is just, you know, I think the way – him speaking so candidly about it, you can tell there's a level of frustration with him. Like people still don't get it. Like, people still are trying to equate them kneeling during the anthem as disrespecting flags of troops. And so to hear this coming you know, from a white player at that. It's, you know, it's something that's refreshing to the players because they know, like, damn, like, we're being heard. Somebody that doesn't look like us understands us. And, you know, he definitely made a point at that when he had those remarks towards Trump.
We are talking to Chris Haynes. Chris, let me ask you, and I appreciate your thoughts on that. I'm glad you shared that. You had a great piece earlier this week about LeBron and the fact that LeBron is actually the loudest voice in the arena, even when he's playing in a or when he's not playing in a scrimmage. Like, what do you make of all of his talking, and what does that tell you about where LeBron is mentally and physically right now?
Well, I think, Jim, I think it's normal. I think that's just the interactions that they have, and we just don't get to hear that because, you know, the fans, you know, the arenas are packed with fans. And so it was just cool to see his interactions with players, with the other team. And not just an interaction, you know, him calling out players, cussing out certain players, you know, going at the refs. You know, you just don't really know what he's saying. And so it was cool. That's why I said I don't know. Like, I still haven't watched any of the games on TV. So I don't know what the viewers at home are being are able to listen to, but we're right there, and it's an empty arena. And I'll say this: so when I wrote that about LeBron, I was doing a scrimmage, and they weren't using those virtual fake fan noises. They were using that yesterday, and so that was kind of drowning out a lot of things, and it wasn't as empty as it was during the scrimmages. And the funny thing is that, you know, I think that's for TV use only because the players aren't reacting at all to those fan noises. Like, if they're going on a 6-8 run, those fan noises are coming on. Players aren't, like, getting pumped up. Like, it's like they don't even hear it. And that's the difference that I see with fans not being here because, you know, players, they react to the fans. They're getting – you can tell their juices are getting even more filled with adrenaline. When fans are cheering them on. But, you know, that's pretty much the difference. You know, that's a unique experience just being able to hear these players up and close and personal.
All right, so they react to the fans or the fact that the fans aren't there. Before I let you go, I want to get your reaction to something. You had a chance to check out the NBA's barbershop. You look sharp, except Damian Lillard jumped into the comments and wrote the following quote. Got that good old-fashioned spray paint deluxe, end quote. I mean, damn. How did it feel when you saw that?
You know what, Rome? I think you invited me on the show just to ask me that question.
Nah. I mean, not going to ask you that question, but that's not why I invited you on. You know that.
Hey, I respect that, Rome. That's true journalism right there. I respect that, Rome. I'm telling you, man. Fake news, Rome. Fake news. I don't know what Dave was doing. You know, maybe there was a little enhancement used. I can't lie. That, you know, look, bro. When you see it, all these photos. I don't know if you got an Instagram role, but you know they know how to enhance some photos.
Oh yeah, man, I know.
So they know how to enhance some photos. So hey,
filters.
Man, excuse me, pardon me for getting the enhancements that some of these players be getting that fans don't know about. So excuse me for exposing the truth. So Dame, you know he wanted to call me out. I'll take that. I was looking fresh, and Jim, I haven't had at that time. I didn't care what the barber did. I didn't have a haircut in about a month and a half. So I told that barber, do what you had to do. So that was the end of the result. But that's typical thing.
My man, you got nothing to apologize for. I got you. You got nothing to apologize for, man. We all have to do what we all have to do. I got
hey,
you.
Man.
And you know
hey.
That's not the reason I got you on, but nah,
you know,
I'm playing with you, and you know I was going to ask you about that. He is the great senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You can also see him on the sideline for TNT. He is the host of Post It Up with Chris Haynes podcast. Never, ever forget, he represents Central Cali. He is the pride of Fresno. My man, good to hear your voice, Chris. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Rome, as always, man, thanks for having me. You take care, bro.
You too, man. Be safe. Be good. You look sharp. You look sharp, bro. Chris Haynes. It's a good conversation. 1-800-636-8686. Do you want to be a part of these good conversations? Can you keep up? Can you make it better? Can you elevate it? Can you talk about something other than IKEA? Man, that struck a nerve or a chord somehow. All right, so I'm looking for your thoughts on any of these things. And this is one of those rare days where It's like a perfect storm. And by a perfect storm, I mean everything works. Everything works technically. Our phones work. Our email works. There are no cockroaches in my studio. Everything is good. Everything is set up. So get up in here. Take advantage of it. Other interviews that are coming up, I've got Pierre McGuire. We'll talk some hockey next hour. Man, I'm so good like that. Like, we have balance. We have range. We have different layers. We talk baseball. We talk hockey. We talk furniture assembly. I got you. We talk barbershops. Daniel Bard is a starting pitcher for the Rockies. And yes, I've got an update on Major League Baseball and the additional cancellations and where that leaves them now. Let's see. What else do I want to hit on today? The cancellations, to be sure. Oh, Bryson DeChambeau is doing Bryson DeChambeau things. And I like that. I like that. I'm not here to bury that guy. I like that guy. I may still get my thoughts in on Michael Porter because of what he said. So far, he has skated on this show. If he survives today, he's going to get through it without my comments. I'll tell you why that is. I got a little programming note for you. Hey, well, I've got something else I want to tell you about, too, about our podcast. Really exciting news regarding our podcast. All of that coming up in Alvin's Ionic Week That Was.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday, as you know, is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So what you want to do is you want to ask me a question, not on Twitter, not on the phones, but at this address. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit a question. Listen later on in the program. I might answer yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Get up in here. Call me, 1-800-636-8686. All right, so quickly an update on Major League Baseball. Like, what I really wanted to do, and in fact, I didn't even get to it with Chris Haynes, what I really wanted to do instead of this take, I want to be talking about Zion Williamson. I want to be talking about the Pelicans and the Jazz from last night. I wanted to have a discussion about whether Zion should have been in that game in the final few minutes. Now, I'm not going to get to that discussion, but really quickly, for the record, I love Zion. I always want more Zion. The game is better when he's on the floor. Except him not being on the floor is not the reason they lost that game. And no, Alvin Gentry did not forget that he had Zion on his team. Trust me, the coach knows. He also knows that there is a minutes restriction. All right, so I'd love to break that down for you. And I would love to get into that, but I have to interrupt that take and that thought to talk about MLB's so-called dream season. Because things apparently are getting that much dreamier, I guess. Let me give you a quick rundown of what's gone down this morning. 9:40 a.m. Eastern, John Heyman tweets, Brewers, Cardinals game tonight, postponed due to positive test. Ouch. That's a kick in the junk. The Brewers' home opener is postponed. Two teams who haven't had anything to do with the Marlins are having to postpone a game because of positive tests. All right, so again, nothing to do with the Marlins, but they had to postpone. Then we receive word from Craig Mish that two Cardinal players tested positive. And that led to the postponement. A few minutes later, news of another Marlins player testing positive brings the total to, I mean, I don't know, 18, 20? Who knows at this point? At least 20 of the party have tested positive. So 60% or so of that roster has swabbed positive. Then you have Scott Lauber from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He tweets, MLB postponements this week. Phillies, 7 games. Marlins, 7 games. Yankees, 4 games. Baltimore, 4 games. Blue Jays, 3 games. Nats, 3 games. Cards, 1 game. Brewers, 1 game. Yankees and Orioles remained in action by playing 2 games against each other, right? All right, so that's as of right now. That number could grow in the coming minutes. The Cards played the Twins on Wednesday. So, do the Twins postpone their game tonight? And if I'm not mistaken, when my family flew back from Wisconsin, they flew on a plane that the Twins were on previously. So do I have to cancel my family this week? I don't know. Let's not forget about the Marlins either. According to reports, they had all that happen. All right, so here's this detail from Jesse Rogers. Quote, news out of Philadelphia where the Marlins have been holed up for over a week. Team is getting sleeper buses to take the infected players and personnel back to Miami. That's a long ride. Rest will stay, then head to Baltimore, New York, and Buffalo for what's going to be a really long road trip. End quote. Sleeper buses. Have you heard that phrase before? The hell is a sleeper bus? What the hell is that? And where are they getting them from? Are they borrowing buses from rock bands that would normally be on tour right now? Are the infected Marlins going to make that 1,200-mile drive from Philadelphia to Miami on Def Leppard's bus? And then the other players, the ones who have not tested positive, they're going to stay? Are they going to stay in Philadelphia, then go to Baltimore and New York and Buffalo? Is that the plan? That's how the first week of the MLB season is going to end, with sleeper buses and cancellations. Again, I'm not even asking this to be funny or clever or smart or wise. I'm asking because I'm serious. Hey, Commissioner of Baseball, is it a nightmare scenario yet? Would you put this in the nightmare scenario yet? The nightmare category yet? Because I would. I'm saying that 60% of one roster testing positive is a nightmare. I'm saying that another team having multiple positive tests is a nightmare. I'm saying cancellations and postponements that are happening hourly is a nightmare. I'm saying freaking sleeper buses are a part of that nightmare scenario. And I'm saying that because I care about the health of the players. Their health is more important to me than competitive balance or whatever other standards the commissioner has for determining if the season is going to continue. And it would seem to me, if we're in the year 2020 and you have to borrow sleeper buses in the middle of a pandemic for a 1,200-mile bus ride, something went wrong. Something went really, really wrong. 18, 20 infected guys riding 1,200 miles on a Whitesnake bus is most definitely a nightmare. That's like some kind of horrible reality show, right? It sounds like the single worst reality show in the history of reality TV. We put 20 guys with COVID on Twisted Sisters tour bus and sent them from Philadelphia to Miami. Watch what happens next. And by the way, if you're the state of Florida and you're already a coronavirus hotspot, how fired up are you to see the COVID Express barreling down to your state? Man, again, I would so much rather be talking about Zion and the Pelicans, but MLB is in the middle of a slow-moving train wreck. Actually, it's a fast-moving train wreck. And now it appears to involve sleeper buses loaded down with COVID patients. When we've reached the point in the story where you've got over 60% of one roster testing positive, multiple positives on another team, postponements left and right, and a sleeper bus full of COVID cases, it is probably a very good time to ask this question. Why are we doing this? For who? For what? And yes, I know the answer already. Money. The same as it always is. But somebody really needs to ask the question, what is the point of this? You could ask the commissioner, but don't bother. because I know he'll say everything is going well. This is not our nightmare scenario. It's going just fine because we have big rosters. And he'd be hoping he'd get a chance to see what would happen if you stuck a bunch of COVID guys on a bus. Probably that too. Great job, Commissioner. Keep up the good work, Commissioner. It's going great. Really terrific work. A sleeper bus full of COVID positives barreling down the highway. I bet those guys are thrilled. A 1,200-mile bus ride. 1-800-636-8686. Man, I'm telling you, what would you give to be on that Whitesnake bus right about now? When reached for comment, the players on the bus in unison said, "Here I go again." Here I go again on my own. Except I'm not on my own. It's me and my 19 boys who have COVID also. Then you got the other bus. The other bus, the guys on Twisted Sister said, Hey, Rome, we've had about enough of you. Guess what, Rome? We're reporting live from the Twisted Sister bus, Rome. We're not going to take it. City sleeper buses barreling down the highway, racing each other, trying to get home first. Reporting from the Def Leppard bus, I got a tweet. Hey, Rome, who are you fooling? Freaking sleeper buses. Wow. Bon Jovi buses. Hey, Rome, you know what? Why don't you just have a nice day, Rome? Have a nice day. I'll say it one more time. Freaking sleeper buses.